Welcome to the GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most visually rich and practically important topics in your EdExcel specification, magnets and magnetic fields. That's topic 12.1. Whether you're aiming for a grade 4 or pushing for a grade 9, this episode will give you everything you need to nail those exam questions. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Core concepts. Let's start with the absolute basics, because examiners love to catch candidates out on the fundamentals. First up, what actually is a magnetic field? A magnetic field is a region of space where a magnetic material or a current-carrying conductor experiences a force. That definition is worth memorizing word for word. Notice it says experiences a force, not is attracted, because that's more precise and will earn you marks. Now, magnetic fields are represented by field lines, and the rules for drawing them are strict. Field lines always travel from the North Pole to the South Pole on the outside of a magnet. Inside the magnet, they travel from south to north. The lines must never cross or touch. This is physically impossible, and if you draw crossing field lines in an exam, you will lose marks for that diagram, full stop. The closer the field lines are together, the stronger the magnetic flux density in that region. So at the poles of a bar magnet where the lines are bunched up, the field is strongest. For a uniform field, the kind you get between two opposite poles facing each other, you need to draw at least three parallel, equally spaced straight lines with arrows pointing from north to south. Examiners specifically look for equal spacing and correct arrow direction. Get those two things right, and you'll pick up the marks. Now let's talk about the difference between permanent and induced magnetism. This is a classic exam question area. A permanent magnet produces its own magnetic field all the time. It's always there. Think of a fridge magnet or a compass needle. These are made from hard magnetic materials like steel. The key property of a hard magnetic material is that it is difficult to magnetize, but once magnetized, it retains its magnetism. Steel is the go-to example here. Induced magnetism is different. This is when a magnetic material that isn't normally magnetic becomes temporarily magnetized when placed in a magnetic field. The really important thing to remember about induced magnetism is this: it always results in attraction. It doesn't matter which pole of the permanent magnet is closest, the induced pole in the material will always be the opposite pole, so the force is always attractive. This is why a magnet attracts a paperclip, regardless of which end you use. Soft magnetic materials, like iron, are easy to magnetize and easy to demagnetize. This makes them perfect for the cores of electromagnets, because you want the magnetism to switch on and off with the current. Never say the core is made of steel in an exam. Steel would retain the magnetism and the electromagnet wouldn't switch off properly. Now let's move on to the Earth's magnetic field, because this is a classic trick question area. The Earth behaves like a giant bar magnet. The geographic North Pole of the Earth is actually near a magnetic South Pole. I know, confusing, but think about it this way. The north-seeking pole of a compass needle is attracted to the Earth's geographic north. For that attraction to happen, the Earth's geographic north must be acting as a magnetic south pole because opposite poles attract. This is one of the most commonly misunderstood facts in this topic, and examiners know it. Right, let's move on to current-carrying conductors and the magnetic fields they produce. When an electric current flows through a wire, it creates a magnetic field around that wire. The field forms concentric circles around the wire. The direction of those circles depends on the direction of the current, and we use the right-hand grip rule to work this out. Here's how it works for a straight wire. Point your right thumb in the direction of conventional current flow, that's from positive to negative, and your fingers will curl in the direction of the magnetic field around the wire. Simple. Now for a solenoid, which is just a coil of wire, the right-hand grip rule works slightly differently. This time, curl your right-hand fingers in the direction of the conventional current flowing through the coils, and your thumb will point toward the north pole of the solenoid. The solenoid behaves just like a bar magnet, with a north pole at one end and a south pole at the other. The magnetic field inside a solenoid is strong and uniform, meaning the field lines are parallel and equally spaced. This is a key fact that comes up in exam questions. Outside the solenoid, the field pattern looks identical to a bar magnet. You can increase the strength of a solenoid's magnetic field by increasing the current, increasing the number of turns in the coil, or adding a soft iron core. That's your electromagnet right there. One crucial distinction to make. The right-hand grip rule is for working out the field direction around a current-carrying conductor. Do not confuse this with Fleming's left-hand rule, which is used for the motor effect. That's when a current-carrying conductor in a magnetic field experiences a force. They are completely different rules for completely different situations. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number one, drawing field lines that cross. I've said it before, but it bears repeating. Field lines represent the direction of the force at any point in the field. If two lines crossed, it would mean the force acts in two directions simultaneously at the same point, which is impossible. Zero marks for crossing field lines. Common mistake number two, getting the direction of the field inside a solenoid wrong. Inside the solenoid, field lines go from south to north. That's the same as inside a bar magnet. Outside, they go from north to south. Candidates often flip these. Common mistake number three, the Earth's geographic north being a magnetic north. It's not. It's a magnetic south. Remember, your compass north-seeking pole points to geographic north, so geographic north must be attracting it, which means it's a magnetic south. Common mistake number four, saying the core of an electromagnet is steel. It's soft iron, always soft iron. Steel retains magnetism and would make the electromagnet useless as a switch. Now, a key exam tip about plotting magnetic fields. If a question asks you to describe a method for plotting a magnetic field, you must mention using a plotting compass and marking the direction of the needle at multiple points. Simply saying, use iron filings is not sufficient for full marks. Iron filings show the pattern, but not the direction, and direction is crucial. A plotting compass gives you direction at each point, and you connect the dots to draw the field line. Always put arrowheads on your field lines. Lines without arrows are often capped at partial marks, even if the shape is perfect. For command words, if the question says state, give a brief factual answer, one or two words or a short phrase. Describe means tell me what you see or what happens. Use correct terminology. Explain means give me a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Calculate means show you're working, use the correct formula, and include units. Quick fire, recall quiz. Right, let's test your knowledge. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, in which direction do magnetic field lines travel outside a magnet? Answer, from North Pole to South Pole. Question two, what type of magnetic material is used for the core of an electromagnet and why? Answer, soft iron because it is easily magnetized and demagnetized when the current switches on and off. Question three, what does the right-hand grip rule tell you for a solenoid? Answer, curl your fingers in the direction of current flow through the coils and your thumb points to the North Pole. Question four, induced magnetism always results in what type of force? Answer, attraction, always attraction, regardless of which pole is nearest. Question five, what is the key property of a hard magnetic material? Answer, it is difficult to magnetize, but retains its magnetism once magnetized. Steel is the main example. Summary and sign off. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's episode. One, magnetic field lines go from north to south outside a magnet and must never cross or touch. Closer lines mean a stronger field. Two, permanent magnets use hard magnetic materials like steel. Electromagnets use soft iron cores. Three, induced magnetism always causes attraction. Always. Four, the Earth's geographic North Pole acts as a magnetic South Pole. Five, the right-hand grip rule, thumb in direction of current for a wire gives you field direction. Fingers in direction of current for a solenoid gives you the North Pole via the thumb. Six, the field inside a solenoid is strong and uniform. Seven, when plotting a field, use a plotting compass, not just iron filings, and always add arrowheads to your field lines. That's it for today's episode on magnets and magnetic fields. You've got this. Go draw some field lines, practice that right-hand grip rule, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.